all of God's kings and queens from around the world. Welcome to Journey with the Queen podcast. As in life, we are all on a journey with many interesting detours. As we go throughout life, we are in the continuous process of changing and developing over time. This podcast is focused on relationships, finances, and real life situations. I am your host, April Love, a trailblazer, entrepreneur, and a woman of the Most High God, who believes that if you keep Jesus first place in your life, you will be resilient. Let's take a journey through this episode. Well, hello, kings and queens. Welcome to another episode of Journey with a Queen podcast. I am your host, April Love, and I am excited to be with you another week. And I hope you all are doing well, taking good care of yourselves. And I want to talk to you all today about being changed and set apart. And so I hope that this episode bless you. I hope that you would be so kind to share it with others that may need to hear a word from the Lord, that He placed it on my heart to share with you all. And so that's what I'm going to do today. So I'm going to talk about how God changed me, how it all started, when I started to draw closer to God. So this was years ago, in 2004, 2005. So this was quite a while ago. But this is when I realized that it's time for me to make a change. And then God started the process of changing my before life, before behavior. And so I'm going to tell you a story about when I went to prison. Okay. And so looking at me, I don't look like someone that probably went to prison, but yes, I did 2 years in the feds. And this is when the change started for me. And so in 2004, 2005, October of 2004 is when I was arrested and charged with conspiracy to import heroin. And I was in Miami, Florida for about 11 months or so before I was transported to the low security, minimum security facility that I did the rest of my time at, which was in West Virginia. Some people know Little Kim was there. Martha Stewart was there. I forget. There's a couple of other celebrities that were there. But this facility was a low security facility where you could be outside. And so it wasn't really confined like the previous places that I had been. So while I'm in this facility, in this prison, I started to read my Bible more. I started to pray more. I find myself drawing closer to God, which is something that, you know, I've always had a relationship with God. But I didn't know God, right? I had a relationship with Him being as though I prayed. I went to church. I grew up as a little girl in, you know, Christian school, Bible studies, you know, vocational Bible studies and things like that. But that's not really knowing God. That's knowing of God, right? And so what I realized was I needed to get closer to God. And I knew that one of the ways of getting closer to God is reading your Bible, because that's how you get to know God. So I love to read the word. I love to learn about God's characteristics and, you know, who He is. And so during this time, I took the time to get a better understanding of who God was, to know that God loved me, to know that, you know, He cared about me and all of that stuff. And so what I realized was my lifestyle was going to lead me down the path of destruction, because that was the previous path that I was on. And so when I came to the realization while I was incarcerated that I really need to get myself together, this is when I started to see the first shift or the first change in my life. And so what made me go to prison was because of the wild lifestyle that I was living. But while I was in prison, I knew that I was different. People always looked at me funny, always, you know, treated me different. I never felt like I fit in, even in prison. I didn't do a lot of the things that the women were doing. You know, the lifestyles that some of these women were still living while incarcerated, I was different. I wanted change in my own life. And so while I was incarcerated, I went through a drug treatment program. And one of the things that I learned that has stuck with me for the rest of my life, even now, I live by this, is the people, places, and things. We have to be careful of people, places, and things. And how I know that to be so real, even in my current life, is because I noticed that if you hang around people of old or people that you used to hang around and you're changed or you're trying to change, hanging around people that are still doing the same things that you used to do definitely will have an effect on you. It could revert you back to the things that you used to do. And so places, if you go around the same old places and you're a changed individual or you're trying to change, that environment will have an effect on you. That place, that will have an effect on you. And the same thing with things. If you do the things of old and you're saying you're a new creature in God, then you're going to do those old things. So that really stuck with me, people, places, and things. And it changed my mindset to understand that, oh, this isn't just for this drug treatment program, but this is for life. Because this applies to the spiritual realm as well. Understanding that, you know, if you are changed, you can no longer hang around the people that you used to hang around. You just can't. It doesn't work. It's especially if they're still living the old lifestyle and you've changed. So I knew that God was slowly changing me. And God will change you as long as you are willing, as long as you allow him to do the work in you. And so I surrendered my life to God while I was in prison. And like I said, I've always had a relationship or prayed to God, you know, knew God growing up, but it's different. Even now it's different. Like I seek him out in the mornings. I seek him sometime throughout the middle of the day. I just like feel these urges where I just need to go and worship. I feel these urges where I just need to go and read the Bible or, you know, read certain books that I'm learning from. And in times of just going away to pray. And like, I mean, it's different. So I know that if you will surrender and you will allow God to do the work, he will definitely do it. So new life in Christ starts and continues when we acknowledge him as leader over all we are and all that we do. Then we must accept his leadership daily. So we have to, like the word says, pick up our cross and follow him daily. We have to lay our own lives down to follow him. So it's like what we may want to do sometimes, we may not be able to do those things if God is calling us to do something different. And so being rooted, built up and strengthened up in our faith, Christ wants to guide us and help us with our decisions and challenges. And I know that we can do these things for Christ as long as we surrender, as long as we keep him first. And so I have a couple of Bible scriptures that I want to leave you all with that I studied them out. And I believe that if we follow these three tips that I'm going to give you all today, I believe that it will change your life. And just as God changed me, I know that he can change you. And so the first scripture that I'm going to read is Romans 12 verses 1 and 2. And I'm actually going to read this from the Easy Translation. Now, I love to read different translations. I'm sure you all have heard me say that in other videos. But I believe that each translation, you can get something from, you know, each one. And I always compare them to, you know, make sure it all aligns, right? Compare with the King James. Read the ESV. Like, different versions help me have a better understanding of what the scripture is actually saying. So I'm telling you this in hopes that it will help you to do this in your study time too. I never know who I'm talking to. You may be new to Christ. So everything that works for me may not work for you. And other people that you may glean from, you know, you may want to do something different. So this is just what works for me. So Romans 12 verses 1 and 2, it says, "My Christian friends, God has been very kind to us. Because of that, I really want you to serve God with your whole life. Offer your bodies to him like a sacrifice that continues to live. Serve him with everything that you have, and that will please him. That is the true way to worship God." Verse 2 says, "Do not become like the people who belong to this world, but let God completely change the way you think so that you live differently. Then you will understand what God wants you to do. You will know what is good. You will know what pleases God. You will know what is completely right." I love that because I truly believe that if you commit your life and submit your will to him, he will do the transformation, because the Holy Spirit has transformed me into this person that sometimes I don't even recognize. Like the person that I used to be to the person that I am today, it blows my mind. So I know that when other people see me, they probably are thinking like, who is this person? You are not who you used to be. And I'm not. And I give all glory to God. I give all the glory to Holy Spirit, because I know what it was like in these past 2 years of being in the wilderness, or 3 years, and he's still transforming me. And so I think that's a scripture that we can meditate on and get it in our spirit to know that we are not to be like the world. We are to be changed and to be set apart. And so that is my first tip, is to be committed. Commit your life to God and submit your will to him. And if you do those two things in itself, the change will begin to start. You'll see the change. And now the other scripture that I want to go to is Colossians 3:16. And this one, I'm also going to read from the Easy Translation. And so it reads, Let Christ's message always be in your thoughts with all the good things that it brings. Use that message to teach and to warn each other. Be very wise as you do that. And also sing all kinds of spiritual songs to praise God. Sing psalms and Christian songs. As you sing, thank God from inside yourselves. Now, I love that, because seeking to learn from him, seeking to learn from Jesus, more about him, his life and his teachings, this will help us to know him and to know him on a deeper level. And I love this part of this version, because it says, and sing songs to him. And I find myself singing to God all the time, even sometimes in my spirit or inside, where it's not necessarily coming out of my mouth, but I'm singing to him. I'm singing praises. Lately, the song that's just been in my spirit is, I think it's by Jenny Weaver. It says, "Worship the King when the King is in the room." And she just keeps repeating that. "Worship the King when the King is in the room." And if you can just close your eyes and picture Jesus being in the room, it does something to me. It's like, wow, this is a powerful few word song that's just on repeat. So in your time, if you want to look that up, you can. But seeking to learn from Jesus, I mean, if we learn from him and his ways and how we're supposed to act, this is also a way to be changed. And then the last thing I want to talk about, I have two last scriptures, Acts 1:8. And this one I'm going to read from the Passion Translation. And that's Acts 1:8. Let me change the version. I'm working all my technology, y'all. Like, all of this is new to me, but I just know that this is what God wants me to do. He wants me to share things that I've experienced and gone through, and in hopes of helping other people and to bless other people. And so Acts 1:8 in the Passion Translation reads, "But I promise you this, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and you will be seized with power. You will be my messengers to Jerusalem, throughout Judea, the distant provinces, even to the remotest places on earth. So just what I said just a few seconds ago, that we are to recognize and utilize the Holy Spirit's power within us to be able to share our testimony, to be able to share with you how Holy Spirit changed me, where it began. You know, there's so many stories that I could tell you all about how God changed me, how Holy Spirit whispered things to me, said things to me, you know, that stopped me in my tracks of things that I may have been about to do, where he said, no, don't do that. And so I believe that when you desire to be changed and you want to be changed and you finally say, I'm going to be set apart, I'm not going to be like the world, I'm not going to do the things that the world does, God truly honors that. And he will come in and make those necessary changes in your life. So we just have to be willing and have to want that. And I truly believe that God will do it because he's done it for me. Like, I'm telling you, I was a firecracker. I was a piece of work. I mean, I could say so much stuff, negative stuff about myself from my past. And there was some positive things in me all along, but you can really see it now because so much of the negative stuff has died. Like, we have to die daily, you know, because the flesh rises up and the flesh wants to do what the flesh wants to do, but we have to push the flesh back down and say, no, you're not having your way in me. That's not me anymore. You know, that's daily. We still have to do that even though we're changed, even though we are different and new and set apart, because the enemy is always going to be after us. No matter, you know, how much change we have, he wants to revert us back to who we used to be, you know? And so we have to fight. So my last scripture is Galatians 5:22. And that one I'm going to read from the Amplified Version. All right. So Galatians 5:22. I love this verse. And so it reads, but the fruit of the Spirit, which is the result of his presence within us, the Holy Spirit in us, is love, unselfish concern for others, joy, inner peace, patience, not the ability to wait, but how we act while we wait. That's true patience. Because a lot of people have patience, but they're complaining while they're waiting, you know, just all kinds of things. So patience, not the ability to wait, but how we act while waiting. Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. So what I just read was the fruit of the Spirit, right? The fruit of the Spirit are all the things that I named. And these are the things that we're supposed to display on a regular daily basis. And I kind of remind myself, how would Jesus respond? What would Jesus do? And most of the time, in most situations, this is what I say to myself. Because sometimes, you know, the flesh want to say what the flesh want to say. But is that of God? Is that the way I'm saying it, my delivery, is that being kind? Is that being patient with people? And so it's a daily process that we have to do. Is that showing love to that person if I treat them that way? And so God has really worked on my heart because I used to be nasty. I used to be condescending. I used to treat people and speak to people any kind of way. Used to treat people like they were the scum of my shoes. And so I'm so grateful that Holy Spirit has changed my heart and the posture of my heart to love people the way that God loves them, even when I'm mistreated by people. I recently experienced something that I was like giving God all the glory, but I was excited that the Holy Spirit changed me. And I was actually proud of myself because the old me would have went off. The old me would have just been vindictive, you know. The old me would have done so many different things. But when the Holy Spirit is in you and you don't want to, you know, you don't want to upset God, you want to continue to walk in the fruit of the Spirit. You want to continue to please God and you want to do things that are pleasing to him. I had to tell myself, what would God do? What would Jesus do in this situation? And it changed the whole perspective of how I had to look at it and see it, even though I did nothing wrong. I was mistreated. I was looked at funny. And I've been sensing some things for a while. And it just was, it blew my mind that how can people that say they love God and are in these high positions in the church, in the ministry, and they treat you like you don't even belong to the body of Christ, or that you're not a child of God. It blows my mind. But then I had to remind myself, well, you used to be like that. And I'm just so grateful now that God changed me, that I'm no longer like that. And that I'm also able to respond in a way that's pleasing to God. And so I give glory to God. I'm so grateful for the Holy Spirit and how he works in me and how he humbles me and, you know, how to keep my flesh down. And one of the ways is this scripture right here, having the fruit of the Spirit and allowing the Holy Spirit to lead you. Like, we cannot be led by the flesh, because the flesh is going to have us doing all kinds of things. And so if you're changed and you're set apart, then you have to live by the word of God. And so that is what I'm striving to do. And that's all God asks us to do, is to strive to be like Jesus, strive to be changed and to be set apart. And so I'm just grateful for the prison time, because the prison time, sitting down those 2 years in the feds, definitely played a major role in me being changed when I was released in July of 2006. I was definitely a changed person. I still had work. I'm not saying that I was perfect, because I was actually still lukewarm. And I'll talk about how I'm no longer lukewarm. At 44 years old, this is the first time that I can tell you that I'm not lukewarm. I'm not in the world. I'm not living like the world. You know, I do my very best to please God. And so, I had still some more change and growing to do even after being released in 2006. But that is one of the first places that I would tell you that it started my change. Okay. So I really hope that this helps someone to know that if you are trying to strive to do the things of God and you fall, don't stay there. Just get back up and keep going. Repent. When you repent, that means not doing those same things again. So when you repent, you have to be really serious about not going back to that same thing that you fell from. And, you know, it takes daily relationship with God to deliver you from the things that you're struggling from. So I hope that this has been a blessing to you all today. I hope that you will like this video so that it will reach other people that maybe need to hear this encouragement, that maybe need to know that they're not alone in their walk with God. Like, this is a daily walk. It's not, we don't ever get there, you know, until we get to eternity. So this is a daily walk. And I just truly believe that God gives us the strength. He renews us every single day with new mercies and new grace. And so I just hope that this has been a blessing to you all. If you feel as though that you are enjoying these videos, go ahead and hit the subscribe button. Subscribe to the channel so that you will know when I go live or when I post videos, you'll be notified. And please like the video so that it will get in the algorithm, like I said, and reach the people that it needs to reach. And I will see you all in the next video. Thank you so much for tuning in. God loves you all so much, and so do I. Hope you all have a blessed day. And until the next time, shalom.